Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. So I was watching the Today Show, and they were asking one another, and they asked on Twitter apparently as well, what is your favorite Christmas tradition? Thought, oh, this will be interesting. And there were several of them trimming the tree, doing this, doing that. But my favorite one was Christmas dinner. He said, every year, by the way, it was the only one that mentioned church and only in passing, not a surprise. But they said, what we do is we get out all of the fine china and we set the table. And then we go to church. And on the way home from church, we stop at Wendy's. And everybody gets what they want, and we eat it on fine china. Brilliant! So if you'd like to join me after church for Wendy's, that would be great. So it got me thinking, as I have all week, about what are the traditions, what are the ways that we celebrate this birth of Christ, this new beginning that God has made for us. Isn't it remarkable that the birth of a small child in a small town not far from Jerusalem, in the middle of the night, surrounded by cows and sheep and a flute player, it's amazing that 2,000 years later, many of us still believe. So much so that it even shapes our lives in significant ways. For John, this event is more than a moment in history. It's more than a story that was made up. It's more than just this single thing. In the Gospel of John, this event becomes a cosmic change, a cosmic transformation. So much so that John doesn't care about mangers and sheep or Mary or Joseph. John begins John's Gospel by saying, in the beginning was the Word. The Word. And he sets it in this cosmic constellation as the thing that changes all of creation. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God and was in the beginning with God. So that in the end, this moment, this birth of Jesus, is simply another part of what God is doing for all of creation. So then the question becomes on this day, does it really matter anymore? Couldn't we, like so much of the world, just dismiss this as a quaint story that we'll sing about and we'll sing all of our favorite hymns and we'll ring our jingle bells and do our Boxing Day thing if you're British, or open presents. I have to take a poll. How many people open presents on Christmas Eve? How many people open Christmas Day? Some of the same people. You're a double dipper. Yeah. And then how many of you wait for Boxing Day? Just you. Yeah, we form traditions that we hold deep and dear and powerful. They shape our whole part of the year. But what of the tradition that is shaped for us in this Word? Do we remember that tradition? That peace has come into the world? That it's come into the world in the face of a child? Son of a poor woman. Will we remember what that face will become in just 33 years? I was on an ELCA website. I go twice a year to the ELCA Facebook. It's ELCA Clergy Facebook page. I go twice a year because I read about the first three entries and say, good Lord, what a lot of whiners. But I go just because I have to check it out. And someone posted the fact that they had included a cross in their crash. And the response was incredible. One guy wrote, the cross has no place in Christmas. Thank you. That was the right facial expression. What? Where do you think Jesus is going, for goodness sake? Maybe our first tradition to see would be for us to see this word unfolding before us in our very lives, this light and this peace and this justice, and know from day one God's intent, where he's going, where he will end up. Maybe then our Christmas traditions would be shaped differently. To know that the gifts we receive on Christmas morning are transitory, and most of them will be thrown away within a year anyway, but this gift of Jesus, this gift of peace and love, this gift of sacrifice, this gift that will come to the cross remains with us from the very foundations of the cosmos. And sadly will remain long after we once again our dust. Today is a morning of the Word made flesh, of God coming into the world in this remarkable way that we might find hope and love, not as a gift for ourselves alone, but for us to share with the world. What if that was our most precious and revered and repeated and preserved tradition of Christmas? Amen.